This episode is brought to you by IVP. The church desperately needs to recover the practice of lament. Yet, it can be challenging to explore how the Bible's lament texts relate to our own context. In her book, Walking with God Through the Valley, Old Testament scholar Mae Young guides readers through key biblical lament texts like the Psalms, Habakkuk, and Lamentations. Young posits that by practicing lament, we can move through pain and suffering and experience God's renewed hope. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Walking with God Through the Valley for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Leviticus chapter 13. Infections on the skin. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "When someone has a swelling or a scab or a bright spot on the skin of his body that may become a diseased infection, he must be brought to Aaron the priest, or one of his sons, the priests. The priest must then examine the infection on the skin of the body, and if the hair in the infection has turned white and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of the body, then it is a diseased infection. So when the priest examines it, he must pronounce the person unclean. A bright spot on the skin. If it is a white bright spot on the skin of his body, but it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair has not turned white, then the priest is to quarantine the person with the infection for 7 days. The priest must then examine it on the 7th day, and if, as far as he can see, the infection has stayed the same and has not spread on the skin, then the priest is to quarantine the person for another 7 days. The priest must then examine it again on the 7th day, and if the infection has faded and has not spread on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce the person clean. It is a scab, so he must wash his clothes and be clean. If, however, the scab is spreading further on the skin, after he has shown himself to the priest for his purification, then he must show himself to the priest a 2nd time. The priest must then examine it, and if the scab has spread on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a disease, a swelling on the skin. When someone has a diseased infection, he must be brought to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if a white swelling is on the skin, it has turned the hair white, and there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic disease on the skin of his body, so the priest is to pronounce him unclean. The priest must not merely quarantine him, for he is unclean. If, however, the disease breaks out on the skin, so that the disease covers all the skin of the person with the infection, from his head to his feet, as far as the priest can see, the priest must then examine it, and if the disease covers his whole body, he is to pronounce the person with the infection clean. He has turned all white, so he is clean. But whenever raw flesh appears in it, he will be unclean. So the priest is to examine the raw flesh and pronounce him unclean. It is diseased. If, however, the raw flesh once again turns white, then he must come to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if the infection has turned white, the priest is to pronounce the person with the infection clean. He is clean. A boil on the skin. When somebody's body has a boil on its skin and it heals, and in the place of the boil there is a white swelling or a reddish white bright spot, he must show himself to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin and its hair has turned white, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a diseased infection that has broken out in the boil. If, however, the priest examines it and there is no white hair in it, it is not deeper than the skin, and it has faded, then the priest is to quarantine him for 7 days. If it is spreading farther on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him unclean. It is an infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place and has not spread, it is the scar of the boil, so the priest is to pronounce him clean. A burn on the skin. When a body has a burn on its skin and the raw area of the burn becomes a reddish white or white bright spot, the priest must examine it. If the hair has turned white in the bright spot and it appears to be deeper than the skin, it is a disease that has broken out in the burn. The priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a diseased infection. If, however, the priest examines it and there is no white hair in the bright spot, it is not deeper than the skin, and it has faded, then this priest is to quarantine him for 7 days. The priest must then examine it on the 7th day, and if it is spreading further on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him unclean. It is a diseased infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place, has not spread on the skin, and it has faded, then it is the swelling of the burn. So the priest is to pronounce him clean because it is the scar of the burn. Scald on the head or in the beard. When a man or woman has an infection on the head or in the beard, the priest is to examine the infection, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin and the hair in it is reddish, yellow, and thin, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is scald, a disease of the head or the beard. But if the priest examines the scald infection and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest is to quarantine the person with the scald infection for 7 days. The priest must then examine the infection on the 7th day, and if the scald has not spread, there is no reddish-yellow hair in it, and the scald does not appear to be deeper than the skin, then the individual is to shave himself, but he must not shave the area affected by the scald, and the priest is to quarantine the person with the scald for another 7 days. The priest must then examine the scald on the 7th day, and if the scald has not spread on the skin, and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him clean. So he is to wash his clothes and be clean. If, however, the scald spreads further on the skin after his purification, then the priest is to examine it. And if the scald has spread on the skin, the priest is not to search further for reddish yellow hair. The person is unclean. If, as far as the priest can see, the scald has stayed the same and black hair has sprouted in it, the scald has been healed. The person is clean. So the priest is to pronounce him clean. Bright white spots on the skin. When a man or a woman has bright spots, white bright spots on the skin of their body, the priest is to examine them. And if the bright spots on the skin of their body are faded white, it is a harmless rash that has broken out on the skin. The person is clean. Baldness on the head. When a man's head is bare, so that he is balding in back, he is clean. If his head is bare on the forehead, so that he is balding in front, he is clean. But if there is a reddish white infection in the back or front bald area, it is a disease breaking out in his back or front bald area. The priest is to examine it. And if the swelling of the infection is reddish white in the back or the front bald area, like the appearance of a disease on the skin of the body, he is a diseased man. He is unclean. The priest must surely pronounce him unclean because of his infection on his head. The life of the person with skin disease. As for the diseased person who has the infection, his clothes must be torn, the hair of his head must be unbound, he must cover his mustache, and he must call out, "Unclean! Unclean!" The whole time he has the infection, he will be continually unclean. He must live in isolation, and his place of residence must be outside the camp. Infections in garments, cloth, or leather. When a garment has a diseased infection in it, whether a wool or linen garment, or in the warp or woof of the linen or the wool, or in leather or anything made of leather, if the infection in the garment or leather or warp or woof or any article of leather is yellowish, green, or reddish, it is a diseased infection and it must be shown to the priest. The priest is to examine and then quarantine the article with the infection for 7 days. He must then examine the infection on the 7th day. If the infection has spread in the garment or in the warp or in the woof or in the leather, whatever the article into which the leather was made, the infection is a malignant disease. It is unclean. He must burn the garment or the warp or the woof or the wool or linen or any article of leather which has the infection in it. Because it is a malignant disease, it must be burned up in the fire. But if the priest examines it and the infection has not spread in the garment or in the warp or in the woof or in any article of leather, the priest is to command that they wash whatever has the infection and quarantine it for another 7 days. The priest must then examine it after the infection has been washed out, and if the infection has not changed its appearance, even though the infection has not spread, it is unclean. You must burn it up in the fire. It is a fungus, whether on the backside or front side of the article. But if the priest has examined it and the infection has faded after it has been washed, he is to tear it out of the garment or the leather or the warp or the woof. Then if it still appears again in the garment or the warp or the woof or in any article of leather, it is an outbreak. Whatever has the infection in it, you must burn up in the fire. But the garment or the warp or the woof, any article of leather which you wash and infection disappears from it, is to be washed a second time and it will be clean. Summary of Infection Regulations. This is the law of the disease infection in the garment, wool, or linen, or the warp or woof, or any article of leather for pronouncing it clean or unclean. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of His word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a detailed God, O Lord God. Thank you, O God, for the rules and the regulations, O God, that we can look back on in Leviticus to see, did it really take all of that? Sometimes that's a saying that we'll say in church, right? When we see somebody worshiping hard or shouting hard or running around the altar, does it really take all of that? And we see in Leviticus that, yeah, it really does take all of that. It really did take all of that to worship you, oh God. If there were infections or outbreaks in even linen or wool, those garments needed to be quarantined. If somebody had a disease, had a boil, had white markings, my goodness, even those were declared, or it had to be examined before the priest, oh God, so that they can determine whether that person was clean or unclean, oh God. And even in this time, oh Lord, where pestilence is raging in our land, oh God, with COVID-19, oh Lord God, and not only in our land, but around the globe, my goodness, oh Lord, I just thank you so much, oh God, for the blood of Jesus, because so many of us have been infected, oh God, with COVID-19, oh God. Millions across the world, oh God, have been infected with COVID-19, oh God. And if it was not for the new covenant that was wrought by Jesus Christ, oh God, we will be declared unclean, oh God. But I thank you that because of Jesus' sacrifice, perfect sacrifice, oh God, we have been made clean. We have been made righteous, oh God, by faith in Christ, oh Lord God. So we just thank you so much, oh Lord God, that we can come before your throne, oh God, with confidence, oh Lord God, and holy boldness, oh God, knowing that you hear us because of what Jesus has done. So God, when we read these regulations, oh God, and these rules, oh Lord God, in Leviticus, oh Lord God, and in Exodus, oh Lord God, and in Numbers to come, Lord God, it gives me a greater appreciation for Jesus. So God, I want to thank you for Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, because without Jesus, we wouldn't have made it. We wouldn't make it, oh God. But I thank you so much, oh Lord God, that because of Jesus, we are brought into your unshakable kingdom. We have been turned from enemies to your dear, dear children, oh Lord God. And we are now co-heirs with Christ. So thank you, my God, for your loving grace and your power, Lord God of salvation, oh God, that you, oh Lord God, are still saving people now, oh Lord. So thank you, God. I pray this all in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.